Okay, today's daf is Moed Katan, daf Dalet. Moed Katan, daf Dalet, the third daf here in Mesechus Moed Katan. And we'll talk about the sugya that came up on yesterday's daf and today's daf, and that's the sugya of Tosefes Shvius. Tosefes Shvius. And the question is this comparable to the other concept of Tosefes that we have? We have the concept of Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yantif, Tosefes Yom Kippur, right? The Tosefes of the Yemei Kedusha. So there is a major chakira that we've spoken about in the past. Maybe we spoke about it, I don't remember, in Maseches Yuma, where it comes up, or Maseches Rosh Hashanah, where it comes up. But the Chakira of the, already in the Rishonim, it's hinted to, but especially in the Echronim, and that is, well, how do we look at it? We're supposed to add on the time of Shabbos. We're supposed to start Shabbos a little earlier and end Shabbos a little later. Does that mean that we have the power to really expand the day of Kedusha? Where we're allowed to be marchiv, not only are we allowed to, we have an obligation to be to expand the day, and this ki'ilu Shabbos or Yantif came early, or came late, or stayed late, or no, it's not really Shabbos yet, but I was accepted in Isser Malacha, or I accepted Shabbos in order to help prepare for Shabbos, or Mishum Syug, right? All of these are different formulations. Mitzad preparation, mitzad fence law syug, mitzad kabbalas neder, I accepted Isser Malacha. These are all different ways of saying it, but the common denominator is that it's not Shabbos yet. It's just that I'm able to be mekabel something before Shabbos. So that is a general chakira that comes up by Tosefes Shabbos Yantif Yom Kippur versus the expanding the day. The question is, what about when it comes to Shemitah? What about Kaddish? Do we have the same ideas when it comes to Shemitah? Is there a different type of halacha? So let's see. So the two main sugyas of Tosefes Shemitah is number one right here. Number one right here is Moed Katan on Dav Gimel and Dalas. Let's see, remember what the Gemara says. The Gemara quotes the concept of Tosefes Shemitah here on Dav Gimel Amabez. Those are the first couple of prakim in Mishnayos Shemitah, in Shvius. The Gemara talks about different types of Tosefes for different types of fields, Stealavan, and others. And then the Gemara asks the simple question, so why don't we have Tosefes nowadays? Why we don't have Tosefes Shemitah nowadays? The Gemara says that Rabbi Gamliel was Mevatelet. Rabbi Gamliel Ubeis Dino, Nimnu al Shnei Prakim Alolu Bitzlum. So the Gemara asks, how could Rabbi Gamliel be Mevatelet? Right? It was from the earlier Tanaim. The earlier Tanaim kept the concept of Tosefes Shemitah. They started Shemitah a month early, 2 months early. So how could they be Mevatelet? The Rabbi Gamliel says, Ein Bezen Yochel Levatel Divrei Bezen Chaveiro. A later Bezen cannot uproot certain laws of the earlier Bezen. Elam Kein Gadol Mimenu B'Chachma B'Minyan. Unless they're greater in wisdom and in numbers, whatever that means for now. So how are they mevatelet? The Gemara has three answers. Gemara here, going on to our daf today, has three answers how exactly they were mevatelet. So the first answer is when they originally made the law, so they put into it a built-in clause that if a bezdin later on wants to be mevatelet, so then they can be mevatelet. So the Gemara says, what do you mean a built-in clause? Isn't it a halacha Moshe B'Sinai? So there are no clauses on halacha Moshe B'Sinai. If the Rabbanan make up a law, they can make up an implicit clause. But here, halacha Moshe B'Sinai is the source, right? That's what Rabbi Nechunya says. Eser Netios, that's Tosefes. Arava V'Nisachamayim halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So Gemara says, okay, you're right. Maybe the halacha Moshe B'Sinai is 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. They added on Pesach and Shavuos. And that's what Rabbi Gamliel got rid of, Pesach and Shavuos. According to that answer, there is some Tosefes that is still around. So then the Gemara says, what do you mean Halakha Moshe B'Sinai? Isn't it based on Psukim? Right? Isn't it a Drashas Chazal? Rabbi Akiva says it's a Pasuk, right? Because it says, Bacharish V'Katsir Tishbos. And we don't need a Pasuk to tell me that you're not allowed to plow or harvest on Shabbos. So it must be talking about Tosefes Shavuos, V'Chulu. So the Gemara goes into that discussion, but then the Gemara has two other significant answers. Rabbi Yochanan says, here on our daf, Rabbi Gamliel, Ubeis Dino, Midaraisa Batalahu. No, they got rid of it. Midaraisa, why? Because they learned from Shabbos Bracious, from what we call Shabbos. Malahalani Asur Balafanea Alcharem Mutarin, just like by Shabbos, what we call Shabbos, there's no such thing as Tosefes, so too by Shemitah. That's Rabbi Yochanan's answer. Ask all the Rishonim, what is Rabbi Yochanan talking about? There is Tosefes. What does Rabbi Yochanan mean? Just like by Shabbos, there's no such thing as Tosefes adding on to the day, so too by Shemitah. Of course there is. Yes, Tosas. Yi Kasha. But Mafkidim Mikros, it's a Pasuk, and the Gemara says it a few places, that we pass in Tosefes. So Tosfos answers, Ika Lameimar, Hahu Purta Loka Chashiv. That little bit that you have to do by Shabbos is not called Tosefes. You're right, you have to add on, but we don't call it Tosefes. Kiva de Lohavi ala Kalshu. Since it's only a little bit. What does that mean? The Gemara says you have to add on to the day. And here Rabbi Yochanan says, there's no such thing as Tosefes. What does Tosefes say? What is Rabbi Yochanan talking about? Oh, because you only have to add on a little bit, that's not called Tosefes. Tosefes would be something if you have to add on a significant amount of time, not just a minute or two. So what's Tosefes talking about? If you look at the Tosa Rush, right here, Tosa Rush adds on a little bit to make it a little more, a bit stronger. The Tosa Rush here quotes from the Ravid. What's Tosas talking about? Again, doesn't Rabbi Yochanan hold of Tosefes? Vetirates. Dahai Tosefes, Shemosifi Michal ala Kodesh, Eno Ela Ben Ashmasa Shalahen, Shehin Osir, Vetzorach Lahafsik Ma'at Kodem Ben Ashmasas, Kidei Shaloikanis Labesa Safik. That Tosefes, says the Tosa Rush, that's what we would call, that's just Mishum Siyag. That's not a bona fide requirement that you have to add on to the day. That's just making sure that you don't get close. You have a fence law. So that's not called Tosefes, says the Ravid here in the Rush. Avo min avadai, v'shalom achmas ha-safek, but it, for a requirement that it's not based on safek. You have a month before Shemitah. That's not based on safek. You have Tosefes for a month, for a season. That's not, I have to be careful not to get too close to the din. No, that's something more serious. So that type of Tosefes we don't have by Shabbos. That's what the Rabbi Yochanan means. Lo asrin onlay, v'lohachay av asrin meikara, v'asa iu v'shara. So the Tosa Rush already reflects to us, a little deeper than Tosfos, that there are two ideas behind Tosefes. You could have Tosefes that's just a little bit, that's based on the concept of siyag, of preventing. You don't want to get too close to violating the din, versus something more, which, as let's say we formulated before, as really adding on to the adding on to the day. If it's a bishop siyag, just a tiny bit is needed. If it's adding on to the day, expanding the day, so then that is something that would require more. So Rav Blumenzweig, in his Sefer on Shemitah, Rosh Hashiv in Yerucham, in his Sefer on Shemitah, he says, Misvara, you can say exactly the opposite. The same chilik, but exactly the opposite for Shemitah. Again, what does the Ravid say in the Rush? If it's because of you don't want to get too close, just have a little bit. If it's a requirement to add on to the day, so that you have to have something serious. You can say the opposite. If it's about fence law, you don't want to get too close. So you have to add on more than a drop. You don't want to get too close to the cliff. What, you add on 5 inches from the cliff? No. Then if it's Mishum Siyag, then you have to add on a lot. Then you have to add on a more serious amount. If it's just an obligation, add on to the day. So why should there be any minimum amount? Any tiny amount, you've now expanded the time. And therefore, you can say exactly the opposite than what is said here. But again, both are svaras. But again, putting both of those ways, it relates to two of the sides of the chakira that we mentioned. Good. So one other, the third answer in the Gemara is that it's built into the halacha of Sinai. Right? How could Rav Gamliel get rid of it? So number one, either it was a built-in Sinai from the Rabbanan. Of course, you can't say that because it's a din d'oraisa. Number two is that there is no such thing as a Tosefes. That's Rabbi Yochanan. And we mentioned the two kinds of Tosefes. And number three, and that's what Rav Ashi says, Rabbi Gamliel holds like Rabbi Yishmael, it's halacha Moshe B'Sinai, and halacha Moshe B'Sinai is built in only b'zman HaMikdash. When we have a base HaMikdash, then we have Tosefes Shvius. When we don't have a base HaMikdash, we don't have Tosefes Shvius. How does Chazal know that? So Tosas explains, because it's formulated along with Nisach HaMayim. And Nisach HaMayim is obviously only during base HaMikdash, because you can't pour the water on the Mizbeach unless you have a Mizbeach. So just like Nisach HaMayim is only Bizman HaMikdash, and the Gemara formulates these halacha Moshe B'Sinai together, so it must be that Tosefes Shvius is also Bizman HaMikdash. So again, number one, nafkamina between two understandings of Tosefes. Is it Mishum, Siyag, offense law? Is it no, there's a requirement to really expand the time of Shemitah? Again, the two similar types of understandings that we have by Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yantif. So nafkamina number one is, how do you look at, how much time would you need? How much time would you need to add on? Nafkamina number two could be, maybe that's the machlokas, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yishmael. Maybe. I mean, the question is, how do you understand? One holds that, Rabbi Yishmael holds it's halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Hard to know exactly what that means. But probably it means to add on to the day. Maybe, but maybe not. But Rabbi Akiva is the one that says you have to make sure not to go all the way into Shemitah. Rabbi Akiva says, "Ein sarach lomar chorish v'chadish shel shviyas shekvar nemar sadchulot zizur v'kamach lezizmar ela chorish shel eres shviyas shenichnas l'shviyas v'katzah shel shviyas sheyatzal motzoi shviyas." So it sounds like, again, it's not muchrach, but it sounds like maybe Rabbi Akiva is saying you have to add on to the time period that's going into Shemitah or that's coming out of Shemitah. Maybe he's holding the idea of a siyag. Fine. Number two. Number three, a third idea that might reflect this these understandings is the discussion of Tosfos on yesterday's daf. Tosfos and the Rishonim have an amazing discussion. The Gemara there says, has the Havamina, which the Gemara wonders what the Havamina is, Yochol Yilke al Tosefesh al Rosh Hashanah. A Havamina, Yochol, that you might get Malkus for Tosefes Rosh Hashanah. So what's the Havamina? What does that mean? So the Gemara has two opinions. The Gemara says, well, maybe that means if you plow during Shemitah. Because why is that called Tosefes? Because the Torah doesn't say there's also to plow. The Torah just says, if you remember, beginning of Parshas Bahar, the Torah only says you're not allowed to plant and not allowed to prune. The Gemara doesn't say plow. Is plowing Daraisa? That's the Machlokas later on in today's daf. Or in yesterday's daf. Yesterday's daf, the Gemara had a Machlokas about Harisha. Yerub Yochanan or Belazar. Chadam or Loka, Chadam or Edo Loka. So maybe that's what it means. So if that's what it means, it's nothing to do with us. It's about Harisha. But the second day of the Gemara is that it's talking about Tosefes Shemitah. So the Gemara then is saying that there's a Havamina. I would have thought that you get Malkus for doing work during Tosefes Shemitah. And all the Rishonim say, how could you have that Havamina? There's a rule we know. Malkus is only if there's an explicit pasuk that says one of four words. Hishomer pen al or lo. If you don't have that pasuk without four, then you don't get Malkus. Right? You don't get Malkus for Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, generally, unless it's mentioned in the pasuk. Somehow. But Tosfos asks, the Ritva asks, what's the Havamina here to get Malkus? V'im tomer Malkus minoan. V'hala loksiv petosefes lav. Hala basei greida. What's the makar for Tosefes? B'charish u'v'katsir tishbos. It's an asay. You don't get Malkus for a bitl asay. So what's the Havamina? So the Ritva says, oh, maybe it means Malkus drabanan. Okay, that's one way to get out of it. Doesn't really mean Malkus. It means Malkus de Rabbanan. Vim Tomer Hech Lokan Allah say, Lokach Pirish Rashi, he quotes a Rashi that we don't have. Yilke Malkus Mardus de Rabbanan. Achetesi Nafsha. Okay, number one. Number two, but the second answer is the one that's crucial. That was also, it's important not only for what Tosfos says and the Ritva, but what the Ritva doesn't say. Doesn't say the second day. What does Tosfos say here? Igal Amemar. Demi Bacharish of a Katsir Mafkinon, the Tzorach Tosefes, Klomar, Shashvius Matcheles Mishona Shishis. The Chol Din Shvius, Yel Shishis. So that's an amazing line in Tosa. So it says, you know what Bacharish of a Katsir Tishbos teaches me? That Shemitah starts early. Shemitah starts early. So if Shemitah starts early, it says in the Torah that you're not allowed to do work during Shemitah. So this pasuk is Megala that Shemitah doesn't start at Rosh Hashanah. Shemitah starts before Rosh Hashanah. So if Shemitah starts before Rosh Hashanah and the Torah says you're not allowed to do work during Shemitah, that's your makar for getting Malkus during Shemitah. Because Dilahach Yach Kabarachmana, the Bishvias Matcheles Kodem Shna Shvias, Vim Kain Hukishvias. So that's a very important lashon of Tosfos. Shashvias Matcheles Mishana Shishis. Shemitah starts early. The Ritva has that day up, but doesn't have clear and as radical a formulation. The Ritva says, the Chiddush is that you give the halachas of Tosefes the same halachas as the rest of the year. The Malkus, V'korach, Kachi, Gavra, Bacharish, Tishbos, Kimo, Bishar, Malachas. Just like the other malachas are usher, so to hear. So again, that's probably what he means, but Tosefes has the lashon of, Shviya starts early. Right? So again, that's again, two different deos. How you understand Tosefes Shemitah. Again, is it Mishum, Syag, and Geder, you don't want to get too close, you have to add on? Or is it that Shemitah starts early? So, Nafkamina here is, do you have a Havamina that you could get Malkus? The Gemara rejects it ultimately, but this is the discussion that we showed him. Is there a Havamina that you'd get Malkus for doing Malacha during Tosefes Shemitah? One other hara that Reb Blumensweig has in that sefer, that is the pasuk that's quoted here by Rabbi Akiva, that there's a concept of Tosefes when it comes to Shemitah, is from the extra word bacharish, by plowing. So it's fascinating, he points out, that plowing isn't even mentioned during the in Shemitah itself, but he says plowing itself inherently is a preparation type of malacha. If I plow and do nothing else, nothing grows. Plowing is about plowing and then putting seeds into the ground and then working the land afterwards. So plowing itself is preparing the ground. So maybe that also reflects the idea of Tosefes, that it's all about preparation. It's about getting ready for the day, and the Torah reflects that by using the lashon of a charisha. Good. Maybe there is, and we discussed this back Shabbat Shuvah, I think, maybe there's another idea behind Tosefes Shvius. Maybe there's another idea based on the other makar. Right, we had this one makar here on our daf, but there's another makar in Shas for Tosefes Shemitah, and that's in Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, daf Chesam and Beis. The Gemara there talks about not Tosefes Shemitah, but Tosefes Yovel, or a type of extension of Yovel. The Gemara there talks about, and we quote, and we hold this way, that in the beginning of Yovel, we know Yovel, one of the crucial days of Yovel is Yom Kippur of Yovel. There's a mitzvah daraisa to blow shofar on the Yom Kippur of Yovel. And the Gemara says there in Rosh Hashanah, Chesam Abayis, from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, the first 10 days of Yovel, there's a limbo period. Is limbo. What do you mean the Avadim? The Avadim that go three in Yovel don't go home yet. Lo hayu Avadim niftarim lebateyem, v'lo mishtabdim ladunayim. They don't go home, but they don't work. What do? As my teenager would say, they chill. Ela ochlin v'shosin usmechin. Right? They just sit and enjoy and relax. The Afrosam or Hashem, and their crowns are on their head, whatever that means, right? It means they're semi-free, and then when Yom Kippur and you blow shofar, then they go home. The question, what is this time period? Ask the Minchas Chinuch, quotes from the Turi Evan, what exactly, how are we supposed to understand, what's the limbo? Is it Yovel, is it not Yovel? Is it Yovel, why can't they go home? Does Yovel only start at Yom Kippur? So what's the first 10 days? The year started, and if it's not Yovel, so why can't they work for another 10 days? So what exactly is this 10-day period? It seems like Yovel started already. Right? The Rambam, Menuchas Erechin, Perek Dalet, Halacha Chav Dalet, says that the karka, right, karkos go back to the owner, but certain karkos go to the, if they weren't redeemed properly, they go to the Kohanim. Which Kohanim get the karka that goes through in Yovel? Whichever Mishmar is working on, Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah. So Yovel, there's something about Yovel that kicks in at Rosh Hashanah. But not everything. Not everything. There's a limbo period by the Avadim. The language of the Gemara is miskadeshes v'holeches mitchilasa. It goes and is becomes sanctified. What exactly does that mean? Maybe there's a third idea in Tosefes. Not just siyag hachana geder, and not just the day comes early, but there's something of a transition. The Torah demands transition from a year not of Kedusha to a year of Kedusha. The year before Yovel. Well, the year before Yovel is also Shemitah. But even before Yovel, there's a third idea. Right? The Gemara in Bava Basra. I think this reflects it in a very strong way. The Gemara in Bava Basra tells a story. Bava Basra Daf Yud. That Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had a dream. He had a dream about his nephews. That his nephews were going to lose 700 dinar that year. He had a dream on Rosh Hashanah. So the whole year he was trying to get them to give tzedakah, because he figured if he's going to lose it, better to give tzedakah than to lose it some other way. Fine. So he gets them to give tzedakah, 683 coins. So the 17 that still they needed to do. On Erev Yom Kippur, the government comes and takes 17 zuz from them. And they go to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai crying. They say, what happened? I can't believe we lost 17 dinar. And he says, don't worry about it. They had a dream. You were supposed to lose 700. Don't worry. So this was the only thing that was left. So they said, why don't you tell us? Why don't you just tell us? And that would have been happier. He's like, no, I want you to do tzedakah lishma. I don't want you to tell you about it. So 1 second. They were supposed to lose 700 dinar that year. So why did they have till Yom Kippur the following year? Doesn't the year start at Rosh Hashanah? Right? So why they have those extra 10 days? Maybe Aseres Yimei Tshuva itself is a transition period. It has elements of the previous year. It has elements of the following year. Right? That's in general Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Again, we don't have time to get into it now, but there is much evidence, right? We do Tshuva during Aseres Yimei Tshuva. What do we do? How do we do Tshuva? The year's over. Right? It's already the new year. How do we do Tshuva during Aseres Yimei Tshuva? So the answer is maybe because Hashem has this flexibility. These 10 days are really a transition. There's elements of the previous year and the following year. Even though technically you have to choose one, it is legally the new year, but we're able to say that there is evidence that it still connects to the previous year as well. So maybe that's the 10 days of the beginning of Yovel. Maybe that's the transition period going from pre-Yovel to Yovel. Maybe that's the idea of Tosefes also. It's not just a purely, it's not Shabbos yet, or it's not Shemitah yet, but it's a time to get ready. And what was the other opinion? It's fully Shabbos already. It's fully Shemitah already. Maybe there's something in between. Maybe there's a transition period, so it's a little bit like Shemitah, it's a little bit not like Shemitah, and maybe that helps to be able to have some halachas that are like Shemitah already, or Yovel, and some halachas are not. And maybe that comes from this lashon of miskadeshes v'holeches, what's mentioned by Yovel, but it's also mentioned by, we can relate it to Shemitah as well. Yeah, there's many other dinim, but those are three ideas, having to do with Tosefes Shvius. Again, these are the main sugyas, some of the main sugyas. We know there's no Talmud Bavli on Shvius, so these are some of the main sugyas that we have having to do with Shemitah.